And this film really highlights women who are in what are typically thought of as male-dominated fields. It's meant to be inspirational, particularly for young girls, young women who possibly have not made those career choices yet or have received messages either from themselves or from others that they're limited in what they can do with their careers.
One of the women in the film says early on, "We live in a man's world." What does that mean to you?
If you look around, particularly in areas like science, like research, physics, it is a male-dominated world. And also in media, we see just in the headlines recently, we see what some women journalists have faced from certain TV news networks. Whether those allegations are true or not, they are out there. So it's just that much more difficult to overcome barriers in terms of convincing people that you have that a woman has the ability to do everything that a man can do.
The Empowerment Project, the film, highlights a number of women who are in, as you say, non-traditional type of jobs for women. Tell us some of the stories, some of the ones that struck you.
One of them was the female astronaut, and the way that she came into that was kind of sideways. She never entertained the thought that she could be an astronaut because that was for men. And through her brother and through just association in other fields of science, one day she turned on the TV and saw that a woman had been accepted into the upcoming group of astronauts that would be on a mission. And just, it was an aha moment for her. She said, "Well, shoot, I'm going to do that too."
The genesis of the film has an interesting story. It is a film done by five young women. What's the story behind the film?
Well, it's interesting because I think most journalism students learn early on that they are not supposed to be part of the story when they report on something. But in this case, they are definitely part of this story. They are, again, going into a field that is typically male-dominated, that of documentary filmmaking. And they're part of the story because they decided that they were going to make a film that showed strong women in positive roles, and that's what they did. They covered 7,000 miles on a cross-country car trip, basically, and interviewed amazing women. The tagline of the movie is, "What would you do if you weren't afraid to fail?" And kind of that may have a bit of a negative slant to it. So the other way of putting that is, what would you do if you were sure you would succeed?
And that is the message that you are trying to give young women in our community. Talk about what you're hoping to do with money that you raise this cycle.
Each year, the Women to Women Giving Circle gives grants to programs that focus on women and children. And for the past couple of years, we've been focusing on issues that deal with mental health. This was largely because of the activities of McLean County in moving the mental health action plan forward and so forth. But part of that is we started thinking about prevention. It's always so much easier to prevent something than it is to react to it after it has happened. And what better time in a girl's life than to give her the advantages of positive messages and making her understand that she's limited only by her own misgivings or fears. And then at the same time, this movie came to our attention partly because of a program that's at Colleen Hoos Elementary School right now called Heart and Soul, S-O-L-E.
Which I might remind our listeners that WGLT did a feature on that, and that story is available on our website.
Absolutely. And it's exactly the type of program that Women to Women would like to grant in this 2017 grant cycle. Heart and Soul is an after-school running club, basically, for fourth and fifth graders. But it's much more than a running club. It's designed to build positive self-image, to develop that can-do attitude with girls. A lot of the girls from what I understand, have never really run. And so they may not be the fastest person at first, but it builds their self-confidence. And this is so important because shortly after this, they will be going into middle school, which is typically an age when body image problems really begin, self-esteem, intimidation from others that send them messages of limitation.
So you have, as I understand it, $40,000 available in 2017 for grants, and that will be for programs that seek to inspire and empower girls and young women. Do you have to be an organization to apply for the grant, or can individuals apply for the grant? What's the process?
The process is that applicants do need to be a 501c3, meaning a registered charitable organization with the IRS. However, we can also give grants to schools, to places of worship, pretty much any tax-exempt organization. Branches of government is another category that we can fund. We have an online grant application that can be filled out by anyone. The program page on the application does give further details about criteria, but other than that, it's open to any group that has a program, or I should say that would like to have a program. We are also very willing to fund not only programs that are already in existence, but let's say an organization has seen a great program in another community and they would like to bring that program to our community. We are willing to look at that, and also we're willing to look at pilot programs as long as there's evidence that those have been well-researched and hold promise.
Your screening of the Empowerment Project will also include a discussion afterwards with a panel. Tell us a little bit about the panel, who will be on it.
Yes, we have an excellent panel, and we chose these individuals for many reasons. For instance, we have Detective Nikki Bruno of the Normal Police Department. Well, there you go. She is in a very typically male-dominated field, and she has risen to the detective division, and so that's quite an accomplishment for her. We also have Anita Moore, who is the Dean of Student Success at Heartland Community College. Her whole life has been about empowering women. She has done so much in this area, including holding her own seminar last fall on that very topic. Our third panelist is just a dynamo young woman named Kelsey West. Kelsey is graduated from the University of Oregon in 2015, and she was pretty much headhunted by State Farm to come and run their student advisory program, which is nationwide, and students are responsible for granting, I think it's $6 million every year. So Kelsey, as a student, was part of that advisory board, and she is so impressive. State Farm decided to put her in charge of that.
So not only will you see impressive women in the film, you will see them in person from
Absolutely.
Our very community. Kathy, I'd like to ask you, you started your career in a very female traditional role, a flight attendant for Delta Airlines. Talk a little bit about the changes that you saw. I mean, here you are now program director at a major foundation.
I started with Delta Airlines in 1970, and I was hired as a stewardess. And I think part of that was because it never occurred to me that I could be a pilot.
Right.
That just was not the way that things worked in that period of time. However, I did have a wonderful, wonderful career that lasted 35 years with Delta. When I retired, I changed gears completely and decided to go into the nonprofit field, which I had no experience in whatsoever, but which I have really come to love. As we know, nonprofits, they're probably in the world of equality fairly well distributed between men and women. There are a lot of women who are executive directors and CEOs of nonprofit organizations. But it's very rewarding work, and I feel that my skills that were honed as a flight attendant really come into play. They come into play in dealing with any group of people.
We've been talking with Kathy Davis. She is the program director at the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation, and Women to Women Giving Circle is part of that. They will be focusing in the coming year on giving grants to programs that build self-esteem and empowerment of young women and girls. Kathy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Judy. It's my pleasure.
I'm Judy Valente.